He said, it's time for us to stop being so concerned about our own home, about our own families. We go to church with people every day. We got certain peoples we want to talk to, like I said. We got people that are hurting, people that are sick, people that are down. I know, I've been there. And you don't know what a kind word, a hug, a touch, a do for a person. I'll tell you this story I heard. It was a little boy named Billy, and he got out of school, and he was walking home, and he had a whole arm full of stuff, And this other little boy, Mark, was walking behind him. They were in junior high. And he was so a little ways behind him, but Billy fell over. Everything he had just fell out on the ground, scattered every which way. So he went running up there, and he helped him pick it up. So they walked on the rest of the way. But while he was walking, he found out that Billy was having a bad time in school. He had broke up with his little girlfriend. He was just having a bad day. So he took Billy to his house. They played games, drank snacks, drank Coke, had snacks the rest of the day, spent the whole day together. Now, they never did become close buddies or nothing, but they kept up with each other all throughout high school. So the day of graduation, Billy walked over to Mark, and he said, you remember that day back in junior high when you saw me and I had dropped all my stuff? He said, yeah. He said, you never asked me why I had so much stuff in my arm. And Mark said, no. Nah. He said, well, I'm going to tell you. He said, I had cleaned out my locker, everything I had. Everything I had. I had cleaned it out, and I was taking it home. And I had been stealing sleeping pills from my mama. And he said, that day, I was going to take my life. He said, I was going to take my life. I was ready to end my life. He said, but you saved my life. He said, you saved my life by the compassion he showed that day. And what is we? How many days have we missed being caught up in ourselves, not paying attention, not listening to the Holy Spirit? How many opportunities have we missed of helping somebody heal or helping the hurt? And I'm talking about me first. How many? But God said, how many more? He ain't worried about the ones I miss now. How many more from this day on? How many more? That's what he worried about. In Matthew 14:14, it said, Jesus was moved to compassion and he healed the sick. In Matthew 15:32, Jesus had compassion on the multitude and fed them. In Matthew 20:34, Jesus had compassion on them and healed their eyes. And this is just a few scriptures where Jesus was overwhelmed with compassion. But every time Jesus was overwhelmed with compassion, we see an awesome move of the Holy Ghost, of the anointing, Lord. Not the Holy Ghost. But we see an often move of God, a healing, a deliverance. He healed the sick. He raised the blind. He had compassion on the woman when her child died. And we see God move. A lot of time, the blessings, the miracles, they're working right now. They never stop. They're working right now. But when we are spending more time doing other things and not being compassionate, when somebody comes to the altar for prayer, we're supposed to be praying. We're not supposed to be walking. We're supposed to be praying that that person get a breakthrough. that person get a breakthrough while they're at the altar. And even if they're not at the altar, if we're already praying, somebody is going to come. Compassion. Because compassion is like, okay, your vision is you can see, I see Brother T, I see him for what he is right now. Compassion is not seeing something for what it is. It's seeing something for what it could be. It's seeing something for what it could be. It's seeing a person for what they could be. And it's seeing what could happen if we all were on one accord with the compassion and the love and the unity. Hallelujah. 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 It's because of a lack of compassion from the saints to others. And like I said, I'm talking to myself first. That he wants us to spot check ourselves. He wants us to see where we have come short, but he wants us to get it together right now. He wanted to get it together right now. Because you don't know whose life you might save. You don't know whose life is at stake that night. That plan, that purpose depend on our compassion, depend on our love, depend on us praying the way saints, Christians are supposed to pray for one another. We have no more time to go about our own business. We have no more time to go about our own thinking. He said to be Christ-like, to be God-like, to have compassion, but to be full of compassion is to be Christ-like. Because he was full of compassion. He said he made us in his likeness, in his own image. He was full of compassion, y'all. He was full of compassion. He was full of compassion. So we need to ask God for our compassion. Compassion for others. Compassion to care about others. Compassion about what's going on next door. Compassion about what's going on with our neighbor. We got to just do better. We got to do better. Do better. And that is all I got for tonight. Thank y'all.